Hi guys, welcome to What About It today. All right, today, What About It, I'm starting a series about implementing Messenger and chat marketing into your lead gen system. So how does it look and how do you start it and what are the initial steps? So it's gonna be an ongoing series because I kind of want it to be little bite-sized snippets that you guys can take and really start to understand, like, how does this become part of my system? The first thing that we do, when we're implementing chat marketing and messenger marketing into your system is, how are we going to get them in there, right? Like, that's our first step. How are we getting them in? Well, chat marketing and messenger marketing, you can get them into your system any way you can get them to your website with a link. You could send a link into your other social profiles, into your email. You could text somebody a link. But in addition to that, there's so many other ways. Another way you could get them into your chat marketing organically is from a post on Facebook. We can set it up so every time they come in on a post, they come into your messenger marketing. We can set it up that you have a QR code. And again, QR codes are not like they used to be. The QR codes now, you just open your phone and it takes them right into Messenger. So it's so different and so easy. So you could use your QR code as your business card. You could just have it as a picture on your phone. And someone says, oh, hey, are you, you know, let me get your business card. You just show them your phone, they scan in. They can be at an open house and you can scan them in. You know, they can, here's the details on the house, you have a QR code, let me know what you think, they scan in. It's all really soft ways that we're getting them into Messenger. So that's really the first part of your system is, how are we getting them in? Any way you get them to a website or a landing page. But in addition to that, we have this powerful tool of a QR code. We can bring them in off Facebook post. So imagine trying to get them to your website from a Facebook post. They can't just comment and end up at your website. So there's all these great tools. But once they're in, the next step, so that's step 1A, and step 1B is, let's find out who they are. So we start doing just a little bit of segmenting, but powerful segmenting, because we want this to, you know, we're taking the first steps in building Messenger into your system. So the first thing we're going to do is let them raise their hand and say who they are. Are they a buyer or are they a seller? Or are they just curious? And we love just curious too, right? Because we're trying to build a big funnel of people that we can, you know, have potential clients or people that they know that they think to refer you. So we love all, buyer, seller, just curious. And they come in and they tell you who they are. And let's say they're a buyer or seller. The next question we're going to ask is, how soon? And, you know, give them like some time ranges. Again, they're not having to do any inputting yet. They're just pushing buttons, which is like a soft landing. It's so different than like if I met you in person, like, hey, what are you thinking of buying or selling? Are you a buyer or seller? Are you just curious? Who are you? Tell me about yourself. And you're like, whoa. But when we do it this way, it's really a soft landing. And so they're going to give us more information. And then they're just pushing buttons. And again, you'd be surprised, it's gamified. So they're telling you about themselves. The next thing is, how soon? 3-6. So let's say I told you I'm a buyer and I'm thinking in 3 to 6 months. Look, think about what we're doing to your lead gen system. Like, you, this is a person that you haven't met in person yet. Darn Wi-Fi. And they are telling you who they are. They're a buyer, they're selling in 3 to 6 months. But we have another step. We're going to ask them to tell us a little bit about what they're looking for. And still, it's gamified. So it's, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, what communities, what else do I need to know? Boom, that's it. Then we ask their email and you can set up a search for them. Now, the thing is that you're building your lead funnel so much, it's so much bigger. Because we want a big lead funnel, right? So we can find the right person. Because it's all these soft contacts that they came in organically. And you know, you don't have to have these one-on-one conversations, which need to be soft conversations at first, right? Again, we're not coming like, hey, Jennifer, are you a buyer or seller? Like, how soon? Like, what are you looking for? 2, 3, 4 bedrooms? How many? Imagine doing that. Like, that is just so aggressive. But when we're doing it in Messenger, they're giving you this information. So we're building, step 1B is to start building your funnel and find out who they are. So if you imagine like you're hot to warm to cold, you know, the outside circle is cold. We're already moving in real quickly, like, we know that they're a buyer. We know when. We know what they're looking for. So that's the first step in our system for real estate and how you use chat marketing and messenger marketing. I'm going to include a link we added it to our link tree that'll take you into our messenger so you can see the whole series. Of course, there's just one right now because today's one. Anyways, that's What About It for Day, episode 37. Have a great day.